This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of the common errors in salah, which we have been discussing, yesterday we discussed that you should not precede the imam into any posture. Don't go into any posture before the imam. Even if the imam is taking a little bit longer than normal, so be it. But innama ju'ila al-imamu liyu'tamma bih. Many times we don't do it intentionally, we do it out of negligence. We're just so hasty in going down that we don't realize we're actually preceding the imam, or we're coming up before the imam. We need to be careful in that regard. The common error that I want to discuss for today is that we should not look around in salah. In salah, your gaze should be fixed at that spot, more or less where your forehead is going to rest when you're going to make sajda. So you can gauge more or less the spot where your forehead is going to hit when you make sajda, and that is where you look. It's a good sign of devotion. It's a good sign of concentration. You should not be looking around. And you should not also be looking up and ahead. Many times if you're in the front of the masjid, you complete your sunnah as you're walking out. It's like the case, he's reading his sunnah there, but he's staring straight at you. He's looking straight at you. Whilst that will not invalidate the salah, but it's contrary to the etiquette of the salah. You should not look at people whilst you are in salah, and you should not look around. The gaze should be fixed at that spot where the head is going to meet the ground at the time of sajda. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Inshallah, after the Taraweeh Salah tonight, we'll have a short dhikr program, not longer than 15 minutes with the dua, inshallah. Brothers are encouraged to participate. It is Saturday night. It is early nights. So let's take as much benefit as we can from the environment of the masjid and from the gatherings of the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.